You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey guys, Giants beat reporter Zach Rosenblatt here from NJ Advanced Media. And this is your latest update powered by the Talk Is Cheap podcast. ESPN released a list of the top NFL free agents for the offseason, and the Giants had one player listed in the top 50. Defensive lineman Leonard Williams. He was listed number 3 overall. The explanation? This past year has been awfully good for Williams, who was traded to the Giants in 2019 and found a home in new coach Joe Judge's defense. His 11.5 sacks were career high, and more than that, he had amassed in the previous 3 seasons combined. Now Williams has enormous leverage over the Giants, who decided not to sign him to an extension before finalizing the trade. He spent 2020 as their franchise player. Clearly, Williams is going to be highly sought after and could earn as much as $20 million per season. The question becomes if the Giants will be willing to pay him that much money, since it could mean they would lose Dalvin Tomlinson. The Giants can sign him to a new deal before free agency begins in March. Dave DeGuglielmo won't be returning as the Giants' offensive line coach in 2021. His contract expired and the team couldn't come to an agreement on a new deal. DeGuglielmo replaced Mark Colombo after Colombo was fired in midseason after a profanity-laced tirade directed at coach Joe Judge. Now, the Giants will have to hire their 4th offensive line coach in just 3 seasons. There are a few intriguing candidates that might make sense, including Ben Wilkerson, a former NFL offensive lineman that spent the last 3 seasons in New York as a Giants assistant offensive line coach, James Campen, the former longtime Packers offensive line coach that spent 2019 with the Cleveland Browns coaching under Giants tight ends coach Freddie Kitchens. Campen was just let go by the Chargers this offseason. The best case scenario would be Jeff Stoutland. The Eagles are looking to replace head coach Doug Peterson, and if his replacement doesn't want to retain Stoutland on staff, the Giants could pursue him. Stoutland and Judge worked together at Alabama, and Stoutland is originally from the New York area. He's considered by many to be one of the league's best offensive line coaches. The Senior Bowl is next week, and the Giants will have a watchful eye on the event, and including some of the top prospects participating. Dave Gettleman is known to value player performance at the Senior Bowl. A few players that stood out at the game last year that the Giants wound up drafting included cornerback Darnay Holmes, offensive tackle Matt Parrott, and linebacker Carter Coughlin. Some prospects to keep an eye on this year include Alabama wide receiver Devontae Smith, Oregon State edge rusher Hamilcar Rashad, Ohio State linebacker Baron Browning, West Virginia linebacker Tony Fields, North Carolina linebacker Chaz Surratt, Tennessee guard Trey Smith, Notre Dame tackle Liam Eichenberg, North Dakota State offensive tackle Dylan Radunes, Alabama offensive lineman Alex Leatherwood and Deontay Brown, as well as Florida wide receiver Kadarius Toney. Clearly, there's a lot of talent at the game this year. For all the latest Giants news, turn to the sports section of NJ.com and download the Talk Is Cheap podcast wherever podcasts are available.